Krishna Book Canto 5 Parakiya Rasa Chapter 35 Scene 2 The Appearance of Radhakund and Govindakund. The innocent young gopis said, "Ah, Krishna, do not touch us now, O killer of a bull. Alas, even though Arishta was a terrible demon, still he was a male cow, so you will have to undergo atonement, just as Lord Indra did after killing Vritra Asura. But how can you purify yourself without going to the trouble of visiting every single holy place within the three worlds? My dear gopis, why should I have to wander throughout the entire universe? I will at once bring all the countless pilgrimage places here and take my bath in them. Just watch." And with this, Lord Mukunda struck his heel into the ground and then said, "This is the water of the Bhogavati River, coming from the Patala region. And now, O holy places, all of you, please come here." So when the Supreme Lord had spoken these words, all the holy places went there and appeared before him. Krishna then addressed the gopis, "Just see all the holy places." "Oh dear Krishna, we do not see them as you describe." Then those best of holy places, joining their palms in supplication, spoke up, "I am the salt ocean. I am the ocean of milk. I am the Amara Dirghika. I am the river Shona. I am the Sindhu. I am the Tamrapani. I am the holy place Pushkar. I am the river Sarasvati. And we are the Godavari, Yamuna, and Reva rivers, and the confluence of rivers at Prayag. Just see our waters." Then, after purifying himself by bathing, Lord Hari became quite arrogant and said, "I have produced a pond containing all the various holy places, whereas you gopis must never have executed any religious duties on this earth for the pleasure of Lord Brahma." Then Srimati Radharani addressed her girlfriends, "I must create an even more beautiful pond, so you gopis go to work." And having heard these words, the gopis saw that Arishta Asura's hooves had dug a shallow ditch just west of Sri Krishna's pond. And at that nearby spot, all the gopis began digging up lumps of soft mud with their hands. And in this way, a divine pond manifested within a short span of an hour. Indeed, Krishna was astonished to see the lake the gopis had produced. "O my lotus-eyed Radharani, go ahead. You and your companions should fill this pond with water from my pond." "No, Krishna, no, 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 no. This is impossible. Since the water of your pond is contaminated by your terrible sin of killing a cow, I will have my countless gopi companions bring the pure water of the Manasa Ganga here in billions of pots. In this way, I will fill this lake with my own water and thus make its renown unequaled in the entire world." Lord Krishna then gestured to a heavenly personality who was an intimate associate of all the holy places. Suddenly, that person rose up out of Krishna's pond and bowed down to the daughter of Sri Vrishabhanu, Radharani herself. Then, with palms joined and tears pouring from his eyes, he began praying to Radharani in devotion. O Goddess, even Lord Brahma himself, the knower of all scriptures, cannot understand your glories, nor can Lord Shiva or Lakshmi. For only Krishna, the supreme goal of all human endeavor, can understand them. And thus Krishna feels obliged to personally make sure that you can wash away your perspiration when you are fatigued. Krishna is always anointing your lotus feet with nectarian oblations of rice, barley, and dal and yavaka, and decorating those feet with ankle bells. And Krishna does rejoice and feels most fortunate simply by satisfying the tips of the toes of your lotus feet. Upon Krishna's order, we have immediately come here to live in this most excellent pond which Krishna created by one stroke of his heel. But only if you now feel satisfied with us and bestow upon us your merciful glance will the tree of our desire bear fruit. Hearing this prayer, spoken by the representative of the full assembly of holy places, Sri Radha Thakurani was pleased and then said, "So, kindly tell me your desire. Our lives would be successful if we could come to your pond. That is the benediction we desire." Glancing at her beloved Krishna from the corners of her eyes, the daughter of Vrishabhanu replied with a smile, "Please come." Then Radha's gopi companions all agreed with her decision and became immersed in the ocean of happiness. Indeed, the beauty of all creatures, both mobile and stationary, was enhanced, thus gaining the grace of Srimati Radharani. The holy rivers and lakes in Sri Krishna Kund forcibly broke through its boundary walls and swiftly filled Radha Kund with their waters. Lord Hari then said, "My dear Radha, may this pond of yours become even more world-renowned than my own. I will always come here to bathe and enjoy my water pastimes. Indeed, this lake is as dear to me as you are." "O Govind, I will come to bathe in your pond as well, even though you may kill hundreds of Arishta demons here. In the future, anyone who has intense devotion for this lake, which is on the spot where you chastised Arishtasura, and who bathes or resides here, is sure to become very dear to me." And that night, Lord Krishna initiated a rasa dance at Radha Kund, generating a torrent of the greatest mood of splendorous pleasure. Sri Krishna resembled a cloud, and Srimati Radharani resembled a brilliant flash of lightning filling the sky with abundant beauty. In this way, the divine glories of Radha and Krishna permeated the expanse of the three worlds. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath Madana Mohan Syama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. Syama Kunda, Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.